4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
All right, let's go see Beyonce. I like how like this name. Page is intentionally left blank.
Intentionally. What is it? Actually, there's two of them.
Two? No, I only got one.
Oh, there's just
page
one.
Five is a blank.
Four.
That's awesome.
It says this page intentionally left blank.
I'm gullible, dude. Does it
which
really?
Is like no, it doesn't. But to me, that's always like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
No, it's yeah, it's funny. It doesn't make sense.
It's great.
Why do they do that?
Legal.
I've had to put pages like that in.
Why?
So that the instructions are on the right side. So when you're opening a booklet, you don't see the items at the same time that you're reading the instructions. You want them to have to flip the page, and then there's the items. Yeah.
That makes damn sense.
Better make damn sense! See, we said the end.
You know, we really should do like a science-based cum podcast or...
Where we just do cum experiments?
Yeah, because every episode.
That too. I just mean just that talk, but that was very interesting. Most people, they think talking about cum is debased. Is that the word? No, that's not the word. Based?
Not based.
Base?
Base.
Base.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's start the show, dude. Enough of this shit.
What is this? I can talk
about cum. While you out there chanting
the song
about these politicians, I'm taking out any money from the sucker on a humble to get to my way.
So I tell you what,
when your so-called revolution starts, you call me.
Now I'm interested.
Now you're interested in all this stuff. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
All right, starting off DXQ, we're going to talk about January 6th.
Yeah, we can talk all about it.
J6, baby, coming
this
up.
Is it. Yeah, this is going to be airing like next January 6th. So, all right, we're taking a trip down memory lane. Gleeking.
What the fuck
you remember
that?
Gleeking?
Brian McFly, you don't know what gleeking is?
Yeah, wait.
Burrito, do you know what gleeking is?
Memories. Is it where you like squirt
bleeding
saliva
it's
out
bleeding.
Of the, underneath your tongue?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought that's
that
gleeting.
We call it gleeking.
You called it gleeting?
You call it gleeting?
Never heard of that.
Hold on a second, dude.
Maybe he remembered it.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah, he misremembered it. Everybody was talking about gleeking. And you're like, oh, gleeting?
Oh, this is something different. Gleet is a chronic inflammation
of a bodily orifice. Of a bodily orifice. Yeah, it's a little different than gleeking.
Okay, gleet, Urban Dictionary, the ejection of saliva directly out of one's glands.
What's his name?
Tortuga.
Salvatore
Tortuga.
Salvatore Dali.
Gleeking.
Salvatore Dali.
Go ahead. I'm just doing some. Yeah, you're right. I think there's just okay. Gleeking, also known as gleeting, gleeping, glitting,
so gleeting is acceptable.
Glicking.
Wow.
Like
yeah, they were both
from
they were
the
both ejecting saliva from just, underneath their tongue.
Yeah.
You guys.
I remember the rhinoceros
spitballs.
That shot meteors from its nose.
What a trippy show. What was that show called again?
Herculoids.
Submandibular gland.
Submandibular gland.
So that's
gland.
What you push on to push out the gleek?
That's the gland. That's the saliva gland, apparently.
You know what your mandible is?
Your jaw?
Your jaw bone?
Your damn jaw.
Yeah.
Submandibular.
I used to gleek or gleet or gleep all the time, dude.
Yeah? Just
I,
like
on people? Stayed bleep. No, well,
yeah,
I
to be like
to.
A nerd.
Yeah.
Sub, to like the girls you like.
Hey, watch them gleek.
What like, I can squirt, too.
What if I'm gonna? What if I'm gonna match with like a sub one day on Tinder and just like instead of spit on her, I'm just gonna gleet on her.
Wow,
she's gonna be like. That's
when you
not
say
enough.
Sub like a substitute teacher,
no.
yeah,
a submissive.
No, substitute teachers are annoyingly dominant.
Yeah,
they got a lot to say.
They know how to wheel out a cart with a TV on top.
Yeah, yeah. They have like really strong opinions, and yet, you know, no college degree.
No, you have to have a college degree.
Oh, okay.
I used to be a substitute there it is. Teacher.
I was waiting.
And he's a doctor.
Now he's a doctor. Smart man.
Yeah, but you look.
You do not have to have a college something. Degree. But you weren't to be a substitute teacher.
You strike me as someone who's intellectually humble. When you were a substitute teacher, you didn't try to actually teach them stuff, did you?
Did you try to teach these kids?
Occasionally.
How do you reach these kids?
Why did you even give a damn?
Yeah,
why did
you give it? They fucking hated you for that. You know that, right?
I mean, why did you even give a damn?
It was real boring. If someone would, for the days that I was only there for like one day, you know, then yeah, if I had an assignment to give them, then I would pass it out. But if anyone had a question, then
yeah,
that would help them.
I mean, that's
what if you gave them the wrong information?
Yeah, that would be.
But is it illegal?
No.
Yeah, so that's what I would do if I was a substitute teacher.
Misinform the youth.
Misinform the youth.
Yeah.
This is the one.
So that when their teacher comes back from maternity leave, she's got to fucking redo all this shit and undo all the shit I did.
Yeah, because it's like, you know how like...
They don't pay you.
When you were a kid, there was like this misinformation that you just carried with you to adulthood until you were corrected. Like you're 35 years old and you're like, wait, what?
I had her for my substitute teacher, misinformation.
Oh my God.
Hey.
What were we talking about? Oh, gleeking. Why'd y'all bring this up? Gleeking.
I just remembered it was a thing that kids did.
Do you think kids still do it? I mean,
once you discover it, it kind of gets around the school.
I bet if they forgot, just like if the culture is completely forgot, if you introduced it to one person, spread like wildfire.
It would be insane. One fucking 7-year-old,
everyone's done. Gleeking.
Everyone's gleeking in the USA. We can like rebrand it as male squirt. It's not piss. It's not spit.
Yeah,
it's not spit. It's from my squirt gland. Dude, actually, I read up on squirt.
Did you really?
Accidentally.
Are you back? Are you on team?
No, it's
are
still
piss.
Are you
on piss.
Team
it's alkaline still piss. Mixture?
There's like some school of thought that there's some gland that the women have, like starts with a K. I can't remember.
Is this real?
That's what the purportedly says. This is where the squirt comes from.
Oh, the K gland.
Yeah, the K gland.
It's a real difficult word to pronounce.
I can't remember what
actually,
it's called.
Actually, you might be right. The Kegel gland.
Okay, but what's the verdict?
No, it's piss.
Okay, but so piss
especially
gets into, piss
if
gets
they,
into the gland.
No, it's debate if there's even a fucking gland. The people who think squirt's not piss thinks there's a gland.
You don't think that we would know if there's a gland or not by now?
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. Like, I didn't read that far into it.
I'm saying these people.
Yeah,
I mean,
these people. They should like not make up this K gland.
Yeah, I mean, they already got us believing the clits are real and.
Well, if you turn that poster over, the propaganda will tell you.
Are you trying to drown us out with that
these
music,
false
dude?
Illustrations?
What the hell are you doing? Oh, that's us.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay.
Did you look up the Kegel gland or whatever it's called?
No.
Squirt gland?
I'm already past this.
Oh, okay.
You already explained it to
anyway,
us.
Anyway, if
know
it's
the name.
More than 100 milliliters, it's piss.
You already debunked it.
What's that?
If it's more than 100 milliliters, it's piss.
What do you
So less than 100 milliliters?
If you have 100 milliliters of squirt, there's...
It's piss.
I don't understand what you mean.
Because so, apparently this K gland can only carry 100 milliliters.
Yeah, like, it's not going to... First, it's not going to squirt. And if it does, it's going to be so little that it's just not significant.
It does
yeah.
smell like piss, dude.
No.
It is
because
piss.
It's piss.
You are I guess... Smelly. I know we talk about
in the
this
bladder.
A lot.
Yeah.
But I guess where I come down on it is I still
don't
like
give a
it.
Shit. You don't give a shit that you get pissed on. You're a piss guy.
But I only like piss when it comes out when she comes.
Like
yeah.
piss.
Yeah. But only when it comes out when she comes.
What if they're faking it?
And they're just pissing?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's fine, dude. It's like a Schrodinger's piss, dude.
Yeah.
Schrodinger's cum.
Yeah, but then she tells you.
Then it's not
by
Schrodinger's cum anymore.
By
I'm
the
upset.
Way. By the way, I faked it all just so I could piss on you. Go wash your beard.
I wouldn't be that mad.
Go wash your beard.
I don't have a beard, dude.
Sure. You do have a beard pretending to be a straight man. All right, pass the memory lane over to the Maker's Mark commercial. We got a reference point here.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
I'm going to describe what's going on. So this guy comes home and sees these shoes in his apartment. And
it's a cuck thing, isn't it?
I think it's a sugar baby thing.
SB?
Yeah.
Wait.
And
wait.
So this girl is putting on the shoes from her apartment, and she's walking towards his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then she shows up. I interrupted that. Sorry.
Do I need to watch this?
Listen.
Hi, Dad.
Oh my God, did she say dad?
Yeah, so she busts in with a Maker's Mark and she's like, hi dad.
And we make it remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that Wait, voiceover lady
have
is
we
like
talked about this on the show?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's in the news. I think it's in the...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you dreamt about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta watch this. I can't be
a cut.
Can't be listening to you describe it.
You're doing a terrible job.
No. I get it. I just don't... I think there's a lot of nonverbal things.
There's nuance here.
Okay, there's the shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she's been gifted a pair of boots.
Yeah.
Looks like rain boots.
And he's
and she bags up that Maker's Mark and she's walking somewhere.
Yeah. And he's dancing in his apartment.
Yeah, he just put on some music. He's dancing.
She jumps into a puddle.
And he starts preparing two glasses with some Maker's Mark.
Why would you put ice in before she gets there?
He's getting the glasses ready.
They're going to drink together, dude?
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, okay. I just want to say I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to incest, you know?
Sure.
But two adults, or like a dad and a daughter drinking together and
Come on,
not
man.
Fucking is well, inappropriate.
Well, they stopped before they could fuck.
What do you mean?
The commercial ended.
Hell yeah.
Those two definitely looked like they were going to fuck.
I also think dad was too hot, dude.
Didn't it look
dad
like a sugar baby situation?
Dad looked like the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, but he looked
But he also looked rich.
He looked very rich.
I thought I saw another one recently where...
Hi, Dad.
The tagline was like something to be proud about, and it was because they were drinking the proper whiskey. Did they also make another one?
Maybe. Maker's Mark?
Did this have to do father-daughter stuff?
Or was it...
Yeah, it was like a father and a
something
daughter.
Something to be proud
and
about.
And it was like...
Or
yeah,
something to
and
talk
it was because
about.
Because she chose... Like, she chose the right...
He's going to butt-fuck his daughter on the subway?
Give him something to talk about. I said getting drunk on Maker's Mark and fucking your daughter.
In the subway.
In the subway. That'll
upper
give
butt.
Him something to talk
give
about.
Give him something to talk about.
Hey, those... Bonnie Raitt, is that what your song's
like,
about?
Like, holy shit, this father-daughter's having sex, and they smell, like, great whiskey.
Yeah.
Her squirt smells like great whiskey.
This commercial, man. You know, Arthur, you're always on iSpot.tv, aren't you?
you just scroll iSpot.tv.
If any of you out there want to look up a commercial that you like, go to iSpot.tv.
That's where I get the reference from, for sure.
/Slam
but
City
generally
Radio.
I'll see commercials on television.
Right.
Yeah. I still watch TV. I'm one of the few, right?
Y'old. All right. You shocking yourself?
What do you mean?
UVA study of students who were asked to sit alone in a room for 15 minutes. Here's the percentage of people who decided to give themselves a painful shock.
Before you do the stats
reveal.
There, did you read what the, did someone
what the
read?
Is?
Yeah, the setup.
So are you like in a room by yourself for 15 minutes and there's something that if you push this button, it'll shock you?
Do they say, hey, by the way, if you want to, you can shock yourself. Here's
Probably.
Something that shocked yourself. Did you read this, Dr. Smartman?
I didn't read this, but it sounds interesting.
It's up your alley, like, though. It's
right up your alley.
You didn't do his homework?
Wow.
Sounds
did you read it, Gemini?
Sounds like psychology.
I did not.
God.
But I think the premise is they tell you, because otherwise, are you just sticking your dick in, like, the outlet?
They probably say, look, by the way, this gives a shock. It's not like
it's not
going to
kill
painful.
You. All right, just don't touch it.
Do they say don't touch it?
I don't know.
Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, they might. Or for the forbidden toy experiments.
I thought you'd have it up by now, Brian.
There's no links. There's no links.
There's no links. It's fine.
So
who did it? Who
so
did
no,
what?
No. Before we do that, would you shock yourself?
Around the room.
I'd probably do it.
If they said, hey, this will give you a little shock, but it won't kill you.
Yeah.
Then I would probably do it. After 15 minutes? That's a long time.
It is a long time to sit quietly with your dick not in your hand. Come on, man.
Have you guys read Dr. Smartman? You know
Are
about
you shocking
it.
Yourself?
You know about the forbidden toy experiment, right? Isn't that something?
I don't think I'm going to shock myself.
They tell a kid...
Not mushroom. Marshmallows.
Marshmallow?
They like tell a kid
it's like a marshmallow test.
You're not supposed to touch the toy. And like if you tell them not to touch the toy, it makes them more interested in the toy.
Oh.
So anyways.
You shocking yourself.
I'm shocking myself.
I'm not shocking myself. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah, but you don't you're not but I'm just it's
a little
like,
bit curious.
No, not
just,
even.
Wow. Shocking yourself doesn't make it better. I'm just saying, but you're not
it's more interesting. Brit, are you shocking yourself?
No.
Wow.
No, I'm not shocking myself.
So Slam City is actually trending
like
under this study.
Pussies, dude.
This study revealed that of the female participants, right around 25-ish%.
That's a lot, dude. That's respect.
Said did shock themselves.
Good for them.
As for the men, right under 70%.
Hell yeah, dude. You guys are in
men.
The...
Yeah, you guys are in the minority, the stark minority.
Yeah. Shame.
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 Turn him in.
Get a couple bitches.
I think you don't think there's part of you that would do it just out of boredom?
Curiosity? Yeah. Okay. I guarantee there is.
All right.
I do it.
No, you said yeah, but you don't mean it.
Now he's changing his mind because you guys insulted him.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a bitch pussy. I didn't mean to call you a bitch, comma, pussy. Comma.
What's the incentive of shocking yourself?
There's no incentive.
So why do it?
To see how shocking it is.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to get my rocks off?
Well, what the article's saying is it's like doing something rather than doing nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. From what I understand.
And also just wanting to feel something, you know?
Other than sleeping, you can do something.
Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
The Iris Experiment. I'm going to name an album that.
The Iris Experiment? Dude, what a shit name of an album.
Isn't that your one-man emo
band? That's your whole band name. The Iris Experiment. Holy shit, that would fly. That sucks so bad, dude.
Brian McFly's emo band is the Iris Experiment.
Yeah. Holy shit, man. Because
that's like the eyes, you know, and like the
bright eyes, yeah.
The color.
Oh, my God. And Goo Goo Dolls. That's a part of my history.
There you go. Yeah. Where you sing, like, you mash up Bright Eyes and Goo Goo Dolls. So it's Goo Goo Dolls lyrics to Bright Eyes music and Bright Eyes music to Goo Goo Dolls lyrics.
Oh, this is interesting.
Oh, tell us about a burrito.
Tell us about a burrito!
It says,
meta-analysis on the fly.
12 of 18 men in the study gave themselves at least one electric shock.
At least one.
Yeah.
Does it get worse?
During the study's 15-minute thinking period. By comparison, 6 of 24 females shocked themselves.
Wow.
All of these participants had received a sample of the shock and reported that they would pay to avoid being shocked again. But when they were put in that position of having to be alone with their thoughts for 15 minutes, it was apparently so aversive that it drove many participants to self-administer the electric shock.
Look.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, being alone with your thoughts is a fucking scary proposition.
I don't even know. Is that what it is? There's not another situation where you're just...
Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
I think
it makes it go faster.
I don't know if it's about boredom.
What's it
for
about?
For me, it would be more about like... I've already been shocked, but I'm like, I don't want to do that again.
No.
But I want to be the one in control of it now.
Wow. It's a control thing.
Might be a little control thing.
It's a control thing.
Control freak.
You were talking about subs earlier. Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Brat control. That's what it's all about.
And I'm the brat in that situation. I thought they were substitute teachers. Look, check it out. Substitute teacher.
Someone is like shocking you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're being a little brat.
You're being brat.
So you're sitting there alone. You gotta control your own brat. Your own inner brat needs to be controlled.
Otherwise, you're just gonna brat out of control.
Is the brat wearing one of those shock collars?
Shit on the walls. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. How else are you going to shock it?
Yeah. I mean, brat with the... Oh, I see. A pinky in the butthole.
Brian just raised the fingers, ladies.
Ladies. Like, ladies.
Store's open.
I was fingering this bra the other day.
Sure.
And I realized a little bit in the throes.
Midst the throes.
I realized that I was doing an inadvertent shocker, dude.
Wow. Did you pierce the...
Hold on, let me try to think. No, it was more like
bowling ball grip.
Yeah, well, this... Okay. I'm doing the rocker, the bowling ball grip, but the pinky... He's like down there.
Was it piercing the veil?
Of the ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Circling the crater?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
That's cool, man. So your pinky ended up smelling like doo-doo after that?
Yeah, I didn't smell it. I do wash my hands.
Before and after.
Brazenly.
Before and after, right?
You use hot water and double down at all. On the soap. Whatever happens, happens.
You know what? I bet there's
I bet you like start tossing pizzas just to get yeast on your fingers.
Oh, yeah, dude. I need it.
Just so you can help her bake a loaf. Holy crap, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, you want your fucking floor fucked up?
I think
call your boy Brian.
You got that dookie pinky.
Yeah, I got dookie pinky.
Spooky, dude.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I bet there's like sex blogs where the woman's like giving advice on how to finger a woman, and the first step is to wash her hands. Isn't that that's fucking, what a nerd.
Well, yeah, you wash after, when you, after you got
all the
goo
on. You don't
want
to smell like they're fucking booze.
Yeah. Definitely if there's a listicle on how to finger abroad.
It says wash your hands
first. No. It says 48 hours beforehand, trim your fingernails.
Oh, well, yeah. 40, we talked about this.
Yeah,
you can't do 24 hours.
No, it's too sharp.
Too sharp.
The wounds are fresh.
You guys don't file?
Ideally, it's filing.
You know what? Actually, I filed before, and maybe I was using a bad file.
Maybe you can't file.
You filed it to a
point. Maybe you got toenails for fingers.
You got toenails for fingers? Yeah. Like, no fingers at all, just nails. Toenails for fingers.
Toenails for fingernails.
Well, then my fingernails would have fucking fungus on it, dude. Shit.
Well, they do. You were up in a broad.
Damn. You got dookie pinky?
You got mycelium.
What is that?
Mushrooms.
Oh, okay. Hey, Arthur, I ruined your day.
Nope.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I ruined your
week, man.
By paying full price for the McFly meal. Yeah.
So let's cover the McFly meal first. What items are in here? We got the double cheeseburger?
Double cheeseburger, medium fry, and a large Diet Coke.
Large Diet Coke is what got
from McDonald's. And I was in my hometown recently, and I paid full price for it. Full price these days, McFlation is...
McFlation.
It's seven... What was it? It was like
$7.60.
Oh, wow. 60 cents.
Wow. Damn near $8 at McDonald's.
And shit.
I was little shit.
Remember when meals cost that much, and it was like the Big Mac with a large fry?
There was a
and
time...
And you're pissed off about it, too.
There was a time when I could get the McFly meal for like... And this was like maybe 2 years ago. I could get it for like four or something.
$4.32. $3.99 plus tax.
But he's calling a large drink.
99 cents. They used to do 99 cent.
Yeah, they don't
drinks.
Do that anymore. Yeah. For all, no. All
they
the...
give away the drinks and they charge people
if
extra.
If you got the app,
yeah, if you got the app, they're doing 99 cents.
I feel like they raise the prices on shit just to force you to use the app.
Yeah. Plus, people just won't pay anyway.
Yeah.
It was like if you're paying,
McFly over here could have saved fucking $3.
A large Coke was like $2.89 in today's prices.
Yeah,
that's
I bet
a crazy amount for a fucking fountain drink.
No.
To me, it is.
Well, yeah.
Because you can get it for free.
Actually, you know what I did? I just remembered. It was like $7.90 something.
And oh. Did you supersize something?
I said, you know what? Make it a medium drink. Just save 30 cents, dude.
Yeah, fuck it. You can get refills.
Well, I was in the drive.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You could go back.
So I'm just going to tell you, Brian, in the app, they give the drinks for free, practically.
Really?
If you spend like $3.
Okay, so what would it be? I got a... medium or large fry and a double cheese.
A large fry?
McDouble.
$2.99 for that large
fry.
No,
medium fry.
Oh.
Medium fry? That's like
$2.29.
It's either $29 or $69.
So I'm looking
like
at maybe $4 or $5.
$4.55. A few bucks.
It'd be close to $5.
Damn near $3. You could have gotten the large.
I actually do have the app, but I just haven't set it up yet.
Jesus Christ.
That should be second nature at this point if you're still going to McDonald's.
I'm sorry.
That's what I feel like. I feel like everybody in line is all about apping now.
I just feel like if I do the app, that means I'm going to be like, it's like a relapse.
Hey, when I was getting the grub for tonight, the guy in front of me was actually calling out his order.
Like a carnival barker? Like a fucking plebe?
Hey,
like a goddamn...
Like a Neanderthal?
Like a Neanderthal.
Oh, I see.
Like he rolled down his window and they asked him, like, which one? And he gave him his order verbally.
No, he was just pointing at pictures, this fucking Neanderthal.
And while he was taking his sweet-ass time, I was just, like, looking up there and how they have the Mexican pizza marked as sold out, like this marketing thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, guys. I went to two Taco Bells today.
No, they sent them all the same insert.
Yeah, and the same thing to stick next up to the menu. It's like a hype build.
Yeah, for sure.
Every location has the same stickers to stick on the stuff.
Because how are you out of fucking Mexican pizzas? You got all the other ingredients.
Yeah, right.
Maybe there's a shortage on...
No, they just put a kibosh and sold it like that. Like, hey, we're sold out. We're just not going to restock them.
Yeah.
They're kind of doing the...
Is that illegal? You know what I mean?
No. It's kind of like the McRib, but McDonald's isn't lying about it being out.
Yeah.
Right. We're always there.
Forced scarcity? Is that what we're...
Forced scarcity.
So, Brian, can you just use the app, man?
I just feel like I would be balls deep in... I'd be in full-blown McDonald's relapse, dude. I'd be eating like every other day.
You gotta do the rounds.
Well, you could do two... You could eat twice the McDonald's for the same fucking price.
No shit.
Yeah, but then I'm eating it twice. Maybe it's good if it
twice
costs more.
Because
it's like putting...
Over time.
It's like de-incentivizing McDonald's.
No, they're not at all.
No, McDonald's
intake.
Yeah, I'm saying like if I have to pay more, maybe that's a good incentive.
Why don't you just put $5 to a charity every time you eat McDonald's?
Yeah, why don't we open up Brian a GoFundMe or something?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't fucking... Not charities, dude.
When was the last time you donated to a charity?
Yeah.
Dude, in the last couple of years, I've been really turned off to charities.
Fine, tell me. Is that all?
I'm not going to get into politics.
Turned off by charities?
I've always been
turned off by charities.
No, I have too, but particularly in the last few years... There's just a lot of women asking me to donate to charities on Instagram.
Tell us about them, bro.
Their own personal charities where they send you pics of their fucking vag.
OnlyFans.
Their charity case is what he's calling them.
Her name's Charity?
Her name is Charity.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How much? Okay. I guess it. How much do you give to a GoFundMe? But I guess it depends on what the GoFundMe
is. Is this for a liver?
Is this a generic term, GoFundMe, or is this like
on the website?
I mean, well, no, I don't care. It's whatever.
Like a begging website.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it.
Crowdfunding.
I'll give you my situation, which is that. I'm laughing because it's serious.
It's case by case.
I had a friend who died, and I'm like laughing.
We'll see you guys next episode.
Yeah, we'll see y'all later.
I liked him though, and but his son. There's a GoFundMe set up for his son. All right, guys. Shove it up your
roll
ass.
Roll him.
I just fucking with you.
Okay, so GoFundMe set up.
He lost his son.
No. The dad died.
The son's seven.
No, the son just graduated high school.
Okay, so he's 18.
But it's just for like funeral expenses and shit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is like before I used to just like always.
How close are you to this family?
Not that close.
$0.
But
they'll get the money one way or the other.
He was important in my life.
Okay.
But
the person who died.
Are
there suggestions of the donation?
What do you mean?
Like buttons to press that say like 10, GoFundMe, 20, 100, 50.
Are there tiers? Do you get to sponsor the casket? Do you get to sponsor the casket?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna invite you to
the wake.
Yeah. If you donate like $10,000, you could put anything you want on the casket. Like
yes,
cuck.
Just suggestion.
Wow.
I was actually gay while I was alive.
Wouldn't that be great to sell sponsorship opportunities on caskets?
It's not a bad idea. To the family to raise money.
Yeah.
Or not even just sponsored, but it could just be someone like wanting to like goof on their dead friend.
So you're GoFunding me this funeral. Easily, they could have put it on Patreon or something.
No,
or whatever has
it's GoFundMe.
You're not going to put it on Patreon.
You're not going to do a fucking tiered content system for this funeral cost.
You could.
It's a one time thing.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. Kickstart me afterlife. In the afterlife.
I used to just give 20 to everything, and then I think, like, with inflation, dude, you got to go higher.
That's why I'm going zero.
You got to go higher?
I gave 50.
Wow.
But there was a lot of people giving. That was, like, low.
How often do you give, though?
Not often.
And this
I've never given to a GoFundMe. How about
really?
That? Yeah.
I can't even think if I have either.
I gave one to some other, some bitch's dad died.
She didn't have
the
cash.
Well, he was alive when I gave the money. I should have got a refund.
Because you raise the money, and then they just get the money to do what they will, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's because the healthcare is hard.
Yeah.
I'm a conservative, but I don't want anyone to think that I'm some kind of fucking bleeding heart libtard here, dude. But sometimes it's hard to get healthcare in this country.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's insanely expensive.
Anyways, cut all this, dude. Anyways, so you
gave 50
you guys aren't
bucks. Burrito, how about you? Are you giving?
I don't think I've ever given one.
Wow.
Three zeros, man!
Okay, here's a follow-up question, which is, I did it anonymously, not because...
Damn, dude, what is the worth?
Because the value was low.
That's why.
By comparison of the other guy?
Yeah, he didn't want everyone to think he's a fucking
They're gonna be like, wait, he was close
ass?
To that guy at one point, and he just gave 50 bucks?
I hate this shit.
I know, it's bad. It's
how much has he made?
What?
What's the total?
Well, that comes into play because when I looked at it, the goal was 25,000.
Uh-huh. Dude, that's too much.
Too much, first
Way
of all.
Way too much.
Well, a funeral's like 10,000 or something, right?
1,000 bucks, just put them in the ground.
What?
Cremate them? He's right. I think cremation might be about three these days.
I think it's $800.
Really? I think it's about that.
That's right?
Yeah.
He had 20,000 already in there. So,
wow, dude. So, by the time you came across
it? Yeah, so that's also...
You didn't
if it was like 25,000... If it was like... Okay. If it was like $10,000 was the goal and like there was $200 in there, I might have given 100 just because I felt bad that he didn't have enough friends to reach the goal.
Yeah. But he's already got 20 large. 20, huh?
He just wanted to contribute.
So why even put a cap? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
The goal. I guess you have to.
I think he has to pay out by hitting the goal.
Huh. No, not GoFundMe.
Here, GoFundMe does. You can cash out if you don't hit your goal, but they take 10%. Uh-huh. But if you hit your goal, they take 5%.
Oh.
I'm not even joking.
No, I believe.
Sounds like
I mean, they
got to
make
plan.
Money, but that's just, it seems tacky.
A little bit.
Well, the whole thing's tacky.
Yeah. They're smart as hell.
Site.
Yeah.
To be like getting their pound of flesh for every beg.
It's only good PR. People love them. They think they're great.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's a shooting or a death, it's right there. You got a link.
Damn, dude. Yeah, they like
a QR code.
Every time there's a mass shooting, dude.
Yeah, they're backlinking.
Yeah. Fucking GoFundMe out here.
Ooh, Uvalde.
Oh, no. Oh, no, dude. That's the edgiest we've been in a long time, dude.
cutting edge. Anyway, so I thought that would be interesting, but it wasn't. We can move on.
Are we saving the best for last?
Oh, is there another one?
Yeah. So the premise is, when you're eating your food, do you eat your favorite part of that food first, or do you save that for last?
We're talking about a meal, like a multi-piece meal.
So like, think you got like two tacos. Meal. You got two tacos, right? One's a barbacoa, the other one's like a bacon and egg.
I'd like to answer for me and Arthur.
Yeah.
We're eating whatever is the most expensive part of the meal first.
You're eating
the last.
Really?
Unless there's also a dessert afterwards.
Okay, but you... Okay, here's the difference.
But he's eating it all.
Right. I usually am eating it all, but in my head, I'm like, what if I don't eat it all, I want to eat the most expensive part first.
Oh, that's the truth.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I feel that's unanimous.
Like, it's like a ribeye before I eat the mashed potatoes. I'll eat a little bit of mashed potatoes, but I'm not going to just like gorge myself on sides first.
I did that with the New York strip. It's not that big.
What do you mean? When you I ate the steak. Sides first?
No, I ate the steak first.
Yeah.
And kind of just worked on the mashed potatoes, which sucked.
Where'd you go?
Chili's?
No, I'd be like, get
why?
Fucking
no, drag him.
Longhorn.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Longhorn's fine.
It's okay.
The mashed potatoes were trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, hear that, Longhorn? Your mashed potatoes suck.
Step it up.
Burrito, how about you? What are you eating first?
The best or the last? I mean, worse.
I feel like I try really hard to have a little bit of something all the way through. You know what I mean?
You're a liar.
Yeah, you're a ratio guy.
I don't know why it's going to be a ratio thing. No, you have a barbacoa taco and you have a potato and egg taco.
What's best?
Okay.
Are you eating like this?
Every day.
I mean, sometimes.
Wow, buddy.
But no.
Then what are you eating?
I would probably, in that situation...
It's got to be the best first because there's plenty of breakfast tacos. You're not going to run out.
I would eat the barbacoa
second. But I can finish both of them. I feel like I'd probably eat the barbacoa last because it's the wettest.
This is what he can answer faster.
I like to let it linger.
This is where he can answer faster. Let's say it's a bento box. What are you eating off that bento box in what order? Are you saving like the best sushi for last or are you kind of mixing it in as you go?
He says he's taking a little bit of everything as he goes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Got a little...
California roll.
If it's sushi, okay, here's the thing. If it's sushi, then temperature is not a consideration. So
it's always 4 degrees warmer.
So yeah, I am probably going to save the best for last for sushi.
I'm kind of the same that I'm going to save the best for last if I think I can finish the meal.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But you always eat the most expensive part first if you don't think you'll...
Yeah, if I think I might not finish the meal, I'm eating that steak first.
Damn,
yeah.
Remember when Vanessa Williams got her crown taken back because she posed in Penthouse?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Vanessa Williams?
Now they all on OnlyFans. Now they all on OnlyFans.
Who the hell is Vanessa Williams?
You don't know who Vanessa Williams
is? Hey, Brina, do you know who Vanessa Williams is?
Vanessa?
Vanessa? Yeah.
Was she the one in the Independence Day?
Huh.
That's someone else, right? Oh.
She's older now. What if I met her in person? I go, oh, shit, you're older now.
Wait, you're Vanessa Williams?
Wait.
Maybe.
Oh, she's cute daughter old, dude.
Cute daughter old? Oh, she has a cute daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. She's old enough to have a cute daughter?
Like, guys, I know this is going to be problematic, dude. But
sure. She's going to say it anyway.
She looks like she's in blackface. She has like a white woman's face, but... A black person's skin tone. Am I crazy on this? She's half and half.
Yeah, I think she's a blend.
I know, but it's like a weird blend. She looks like she has self-tanner on.
She does.
Maybe she does.
I think she does.
I don't think she does.
I think she's blacking up, dude.
I think she has this skin tone.
Which you're not supposed to... Dude.
I think she has this skin tone.
I think she's in black. I think this is a Rachel Dolezal situation.
Vanessa Williams, come on the show. And
Brian has some questions.
Brian's got some questions. We can get some answers.
No, I have accusations, and you're going to give us some answers, is what's going to happen.
Wow, Vanessa, he's coming after you hard, so you better bring your A game.
Vanessa Williams, the new Vivica A. Fox?
I mean, they kind of.
She hot, though. She's cute.
Remember when we predicted that?
What's that?
Vivica getting COVID? You could say that about anybody getting COVID, though.
Oh, wait.
That's who's in Independence Day.
Yeah, Vivica A. Fox, yeah. They kind of have the same energy, though.
Who was the other one?
Vivica A. Fox got COVID, and we ate nerds out of her butt.
But you eat nerds out of a COVID-infected Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Oh, no. What happened?
The nerds.
I don't know, man.
Ah, too many nerds.
Too many nerds.
Was she dating Fitty?
She ate his ass.
She ate his ass.
That's who we came out of
that. Yeah, she ate his asshole.
You guys think I'm going to remember that?
Oh, Nerds out of her buttholes from Pineapple Express, so he put the two together.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Yeah, this guy's staring at her ass. He's like, wow. That ass ate 50 cents his ass, huh?
And that
was Double X Quantimino.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Listen, I'm not gonna say shit. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm just preemptively saying, ah.
No, I thought you were going to say this is the news.
No. I will.
I'm just saying, look up, Google the movie poster for Soul Food. You got Vanessa Williams, Vivica A. Fox, and some other bitch. And never mind. Just look it up.
Soul
just
food.
Tell me they're
Soul
different
food.
People.
Brian's sounding based right now.
And this is the news. Speaking of based.
You guys said they look alike first, okay?
I didn't say they look alike.
No, not you.
Burrito, either.
Burrito, you.
I didn't say it. I said they got the similar energy. Okay. Amber.
I mean,
both of them got Amber energy.
How's the trip on the island?
What are you talking about?
Far away from us.
Oh, I guess, dude, this episode, normally it's not divisive, dude. But Lizzo re-records Girls, no I. Following criticism over ableist lyric.
Oh.
Lizzo re-recorded a lyric in her new song, Girls, after disabled fans called her out her use of a word that's considered an ableist slur.
An ableist slur.
Do you know what? Did you look this up?
Uh-uh.
This?
So first off, I heard about ableism like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I didn't even
did.
Know that was like a thing until recently.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, they've always had like the Special Olympics, but they never actually like labeled it. Like, what's anti-Special Olympics? Ableism.
Right.
What do you mean, anti-
Like regular Olympics.
So the Special Olympics like herald people with disabilities, and it's like that's not a challenge or anything like that, and something to embrace.
Yeah.
But ableism is the opposite of that.
Which is saying
like hate to all of that.
Yeah. You got to be a pretty fucked up guy to actually be ableist, right?
I don't think so.
I think a lot of people will just be like,
I'm saying most
and
of
case by case.
Most people are okay with the Special Olympics. But there's always going to be a person be like, what's so special about them? I could do that. Someone if they're retarded.
Can you guess what the slur is? No, because there's not one that it's actually offensive. There are some. But it's not crippled.
Uh-huh.
It's not crip walk.
It's not retard.
It's not that. That's what you would think. You would say, yeah, you might want to I wouldn't re-record it.
Yeah.
It's spaz. The word is spaz.
Which comes from the disease of like having... spastic motions, spasms.
Yeah. Anyways, dude,
I feel like that's like a '90s term, like an '80s.
Yeah, that's spaz. What I mean.
Like kids,
okay
didn't, like people didn't even say
90s.
It.
It's still okay.
No, but people haven't said it in 20 years, so why even say it?
It's like kitschy.
So it's a bad word because it's derogatory towards people who are spasmatic.
Well, the logic is you can't say idiot, moron, spaz.
You can't say idiot, moron, Nimrod?
Anything that's been... Nimrod, you can't say that.
Wow.
You can't say any of these.
Nimrod wasn't he like an emperor?
Yeah.
I knew a person that their grandpa's name was Nimrod, which
that's
is pretty
a
tight,
fucking,
dude.
It's a strong name.
It's a Green Day album.
It is.
But it's a strong name.
I think I read that, that all of the backlash was coming from...
Donkey
from,
brains?
Fans in the UK.
Oh, so is it more offensive there?
Oh, maybe
apparently
they say
it.
Because they
used as a slur in the UK.
But like to say that, but it's instead of the R word, they say spaz? Or do they actually call...
It's spasmus.
Do they call, like, disabled people that word? Which I doubt.
I think maybe they did in the 20s.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, but...
Okay.
Bullshit!
Maybe it's more in use over there. Like, they say bloody, and that's, like, a bad word to them. Yeah. And it doesn't mean anything to us.
That's their R word?
Bloody? Yeah.
No, spaz.
Yeah.
Well, what this got me thinking of, dude, just for, like, Brian's serious corner, dude.
Oh, no.
You guys know how I hate cancel culture, right?
Sure. Well, Brian's cancel corner.
Brian's cancel corner.
BCC. 2K's 1K short of a true segment. BKK, excuse me.
Okay, so up until I read this, I read Lizzo's apology. I realized that maybe cancel culture isn't real. Maybe it's just that if you're Lizzo and you actually listen to these people and you go and re-record your song, you bend the knee, then you're doing it to yourself. Maybe it's not some culture. Maybe
self-censoring?
It's self-censoring. Maybe you just do your thing and then some people are going to be upset about it. Some people aren't, and you just keep doing it.
Yeah. It's called a free market economy.
Maybe it's not real, dude.
What, cancel culture?
I think it is.
All right. Well, I mean...
In this instant, all you have to do is just keep doing your thing.
You could just, like, keep singing the word spaz.
Yeah. And then you basically, you purge, every now and then you can purge all these sensitive people that listen to you and just keep doing your thing.
Well, her whole thing is sensitive people, isn't it?
I know. Well, yeah.
If so your entire
this
audience...
is on brand.
Yeah. If your entire audience is sensitive people, then... Maybe you can't say spaz.
But that's why you're not, that's why I don't like these artists are like catering to a, like they have like a brand and they keep doing it. They never grow. I mean, she grows, but in a different way.
Hey.
Is that we'll ableist, Lizzo?
No. Yeah. I mean, it's a little ableist. We'll be here all week.
Okay. Anyways, cut that whole thing. Wait, I mean, seriously, cut this whole episode. Right? What? Huh?
You'd still let Lizzo sit on your face, right, Brian?
Would you let Lizzo sit, play flute on your face?
She is a true. She has some good jams.
Let her squeeze your head like a watermelon.
By jams, I mean like peanut butter and jelly jams, dude.
Yeah. Oh, because she's
she's got some good jams that she's eating because she's fat.
Yes. Hey, there it is. Lady Marmalade.
You need the Lady Marmalade between her folds?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, dude. From under cheese all over her body? What?
Yeah, all kinds of like... from under four cheese.
Wait, you're telling me she has smegma underneath her tits?
She got from under four cheese pizza brewing, man.
Just gotta scrape it out, let it dry out a little bit, then you can shred it up and like just
nice guesso.
It.
Oh no!
Yeah.
All right, ricotta. Geico, a wet cheese. Geico to pay $5.2 million to woman who says she caught STD in former partner's car.
Bullshit. You know, I have a lot of lawyers in my family. I work with lawyers, so this has been a hot topic.
Yeah, what have they
been
saying?
You're also a defense lawyer yourself, Brian McFly.
You're a bit of a defense lawyer.
Well, I mean, amateur.
Yeah, you dabble.
I don't get paid.
No, yeah, you shouldn't because you're
fucking,
not licensed.
It's a hobby.
And my clients won't fucking pay me because they're poor.
Yeah, and in jail.
And in jail. They don't really have any income. But my dad, who is not a lawyer.
Owns a dealership.
He owns a dealership in Slam City. But he fancies himself
a
lawyer. And he says that...
Southern country lawyer.
He told me that in Slam City, Texas, this wouldn't fly for
some
reason.
Because Slam City, Texas is very corporate friendly.
I see.
So what happened was she sued Geico because she got an STD while that dude was fucking in the back seat.
Seems irrelevant to the insurance company.
Yeah, but it happened on their premises.
Wait, what are you talking about?
They're insuring his car. It's some weird thing.
Oh,
actually, I think this guy had an umbrella policy.
Okay.
Like his personal coverage. So if he did any harm or anything like that, they could go after him for something. So she pressed him for the herps.
Really?
Yeah. Herpes simplex.
So,
would you take herpes for $5.2 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? We
burrito?
Don't know. We
look
yeah,
here's
burrito?
The yeah burrito.
Herpes is for life, man.
Herpes for $5.2 million.
$5.2 million is for life. I mean,
I
want to
say no.
Really, dude?
Yeah, man.
Hey, here's some statistics.
You would, though, right?
Hell yeah.
Isn't it uncomfortable?
It's not $6 million.
It's uncomfortable.
All right, yeah. Exactly.
Brian already
you can live there. You can live with
gets
it.
Gets by.
All right, here we go.
Doesn't have 5.2 million.
One in four people have herpes.
Not it.
Burrito!
Oh, man. I got the herpes.
You got herpes, but no $5.2 million.
Also,
not,
we don't
not
have
a great look.
We don't have proof that this woman didn't already have herpes.
I think they do have proof.
Oh, okay. That's probably part of it.
It's
probably
an STD part test of before yeah. and then the yeah. one after.
Yeah.
I don't know how
it was a setup.
How
it's a fucking setup.
She might have got it right before. I mean, how accurate are these tests? They got a good timeline on?
Yeah, I mean maybe she took the test before and then maybe they tested him and if he has herpes
bullshit.
And you know that's
I know, but she might have, anyways, I don't know.
Yeah, she could have had it before. That's what we're saying. That's what defense lawyer Brian McFly is stating.
Super herpes.
But don't fucking go. Defendant. Don't defend the fucking insurance company.
Maybe the car gave her herpes.
Whoa.
The toilet seat.
Oh, toilet seat.
Seat defense.
The toilet seat in the car.
Toilet seat in the car. Yeah.
Where she gives the Blumpkins.
It's weird that they do it in the car, but it's part of the fetish.
Are you talking about road Blumpkins?
Road Blumpkins.
Yeah, the
car fucked her.
The car fucked her.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
What's a speedy?
The guy was just watching.
Wow. I saw a part of I guess it's like a documentary of people who love inanimate objects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this guy, like, one of them loved a Volkswagen. Another one loved an inflatable whale.
Yeah, like, there was a guy who was just underneath his car, just, like,
kissing it.
On the bumper.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like,
yeah.
Yeah, caressing the muffler.
So they jerk off to these things?
They fuck it.
It's odd.
There's that. Yeah. There's a movie out right now called Titane.
They're in a loving relationship.
Yeah, we've talked about Titane.
Oh, okay.
And that lady who loved the airplane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ryan's true.
Do they love it? Do you think they
want to marry it?
I'm sure they do. I mean,
that's like mental illness, right?
Don't be ableist.
I'm not saying that we need to kill them or anything or put them in camps.
You're offering a lot of suggestions.
Look, I'm not saying we need to set them on fire using gasoline. I'm just saying, like,
well, there's a gas crisis, so maybe we could find something a little cheaper.
To do this.
I don't know.
Two rescued after falling into M&M Mars Factory chocolate tank.
Wow, what a goofy thing.
Damn.
These guys are going to break out like fucking crazy, dude.
They're going to fucking shit.
Yeah. What do you think it'd be like?
How many Oompa-Loompas were arrested?
Yeah. Which Oompa-Loompa did it? What do you think this would feel like?
I feel like it would be a surreal experience.
The city looking for dude. They're just like
I work like here. My name's David. What the fuck, man? You're not orange like in the movies.
Wait, what are the odds that you work here?
Just me, or was he using a canceled world?
What? Yeah, he for sure was.
He dropped it a couple times.
Who did?
Brian McFly. What?
Yeah.
Are you? Is J Mark bleeping this?
Every time, man.
Do you bleep?
I think you have to.
Wait, hey, okay. Wait, maybe you'll miss one.
This whole segment
is
going to get
in case you're listening right now and you don't know what word I'm talking about, I'm going to say it again. It starts with
M&M's factory. What did it feel like? It'd probably be greasy as fuck, right? How far up do you think they were? Like fucking were they waiting?
I think they got dunked.
You think they were waiting
hot?
In this?
Was it molten?
I think it was molten, but I don't think molten chocolate is hot enough to burn you.
That sounds nice, though, dude.
Like a nice,
warm chocolatey goodness, and you can just kind of lick
warm
it and eat some of it. You don't like it?
Yeah.
When they climbed out of it, did it harden?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Like the
shell?
Like the, like the ice cream shell? Damn, dude. That'd be cool.
It would be very satisfying just to, like, let it congeal and then break it all.
Yeah. You just like Hulk out.
Do you think they got to keep the chocolate?
I think it went in the trash.
Yeah.
I think it got washed away.
Yeah, they probably had to like drop that whole tank, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do they get, they work for M&M, right?
M&M Mars.
Do you think M&M Mars,
Earth Company.
Do these guys get fired or do they get like some sort of money?
It depends. Were they fucking around?
That's true.
Were they fucking around or did, did somebody push them in?
Workers' comp, dude. They're on file, dude. They're saying fell into a bad
idea. I think they were fucking around because you know places like that would have it on lock. The security stuff plus the safety stuff.
Yeah, what are the chances that they fell into this vat?
I don't know. Maybe their supervisor was asking some unreasonable stuff. They were like, look, we really got to get this out. I need you to put this additive. I need you to lean over
that
and
sounds
put
like
this
garbage,
additive.
Dude.
Here, just I'll hold your feet.
Yeah.
Like the Joker's,
hold your
the
feet
Joker's
over.
Origin story.
Yeah.
Like, you need
a vat of acid.
They're making real life the M&M mascots.
Oh, wow.
Just a crane hanging.
So the mascots are actually people?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
They sound like real people on the commercials.
Yeah, they got mouths and shit.
They're also, they used to be hot, dude. And then cancel culture took that from us.
M&M.
Did we talk about that on the podcast,
We have not talked about revamping the green M&M.
I can't jerk off the M&M anymore.
What did they do? They took away the eyelashes?
And
I didn't see what they did to the M&M.
I think they just made her. I don't know how it's possible. I don't know how the M&M was so hot before. But I didn't know what I had until it was gone.
Eyelashes and the heels.
So they just took that off and now she's unfuckable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, this is her natural state. This is how she looks. That's just how she looks when she wakes up.
Yeah. But you know what? It's crazy because I've met women who are shaped like an M&M and it's not as hot.
Yeah. They're full of chocolate too. At least you find out the hard way.
Company offering $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches in your home.
That's a no.
Yeah.
That's a no.
How long?
Hard no.
How long?
30 days.
Are they going to get them all?
Can they get them all?
That's why they're paying to do this test, is that they're going to try this one method to get rid of all those cockroaches.
Oh, man. It's a double blind study.
If it doesn't work, and you're like, got the placebo. They'll do it the old school way that works.
Okay.
You got the placebo.
1 month?
30 days. Yeah.
$2,000, man.
Brian would do it.
Oh, it just feels so gross.
I think I would do it too, God. Because I mean, I already have cockroaches. Oh. So what's 100 more?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just sleeping knowing they're there.
No, 100. No, knowing there are 100. Not knowing that they're there, knowing that there are 100.
Does it stay 100? Yeah. Are they,
plus, no, I'm sure there's going to be more.
It probably doesn't take too long to have some.
How long is the gestation period of a fucking cockroach?
A day.
A day and a half, max?
Are those big ones?
The clicking ones?
Oh my God, no.
The hissing ones?
The flying ones?
Oh my God, they're definitely the flying ones.
Can you imagine 100 flying cockroaches 100. In your living room?
Yeah. In your fucking living room.
You're trying to make a roux in the kitchen, dude?
Yeah, they keep getting in the roux. Fucking rascals. This is like Joe's apartment, man.
You know, it's weird because normally my goal is to always be logical, be pragmatic.
Yeah.
But this is one of those situations there's no way you can be.
No.
Because it's not that big of a deal, but it's just such a visceral, shitty thing.
Objectively, 100 bugs for $2,000, not bad.
No. But it's so gross
to
think about
it. It's so gross.
Anyway.
They're just cockroaches, though.
I know.
Yeah, no. There are 100 cockroaches.
100 cockroaches just does not seem like a lot to me.
I know. Holy if you already fuck. Have roaches, then yeah.
Okay, look at this dick on the wall, right? Yeah. Look at that dick on the wall.
Listeners,
that's
look at this
one
dick.
That's one dick. Now imagine there's 100 of those dicks just flying around, dude.
That's kinda fun.
I think after dick 20, it's just numb after that.
No. After dick 20, there's 25. And then there's 30, and there's 50, and after 50, there's 60.
But over the course of 30 days, they're going to start
dying off. But that's not even 100!
They're just dying off, and they're supposed to all die off. And if they don't die in 30 days, they'll kill them all.
No, yeah. I know.
You get some free extermination at the end.
Just imagine yourself in bed, dude, and then you hear
them.
The
thing is, cockroaches aren't going to be doing that. They're just going to be
crawling
in
your mouth.
They might.
The walls.
They're nocturnal.
The ones that get out
they're shitting in your mouth
die.
And biting your eyes.
Not at my house.
Also, they
no, these are.
They might get in the toilet and they crop your ass.
Yeah, crawling up your ass.
That used to be a fear of mine when I was a kid. I was
getting stuff,
getting a like a cockroach in my ass.
Name your price.
$10,000.
See, you'll still let 100 cockroaches in your house.
No.
You're backing out of town.
I'm trying to get you guys to say you will.
Maybe 10K.
Maybe
you can't have visitors over for a month.
The thing is, the cockroaches are just gonna be hiding in the
hotel room for 10 grand.
And if they do get out, you're like, oh, I'm doing this like test, and you tell them about it, it's like, oh shit, can I get into that?
Yeah, not everyone can give that excuse. People have tried.
Yeah, some people have tried and nobody believes them anymore. I'm in the middle of this double blind study. They're developing chemicals, they're using my house as a test case, okay? You just got to bear with me.
It was just
5 fucking years.
It was a month, but then they extended it to 6.
Extended warranties and all that.
I mean, it's been a couple years, but they said they'd send a check soon.
Checks in the mail.
They say.
U.S. Wow. man arrested thrice in thrice weeks for having too many bird feeding trays. Dude, the fucking bird feeding cops came to his house and fucking took him off.
So why is it wrong?
Yeah, why is it wrong?
I don't know. Maybe you bring in too many invasive birds that fuck up your neighbor's rose bushes or some shit.
There's got to be a real reason. It can't
that's
just
the
be
reason.
People, someone being like.
So
a,
did you just bring the story because it said thrice on the title?
No, I brought it up because it's unreasonable to get arrested one time for having too many bird feeders.
Oh wait, yeah.
In my opinion, one time for having too many bird feeders is too many times to be arrested. Two times, now that's unreasonable. I go three times? This guy's a three-time champion.
No, I think it happened once, and then that started a personal beef between the two
bros.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
And he was like, yeah, arrest me another time. I'll have another. Yeah, it's like
so
the
you
breakfast.
So you tell me the cop and the bird
every
feeding
time he gets,
bro?
Every time he gets arrested, another bird feeder goes up.
He's I got nothing to do for the next few months.
I'm a fixed income. All my bills are taken care of. What's not taken care of is my fucking Vendetta.
Oh, you know what I think it probably is? It's
V for bird feeder.
It's like, fuck. I hit my brother and my dad. Are these like, what is it called?
HOA?
HOA fucks, dude.
Oh,
they
the
have,
worst fucking
they
people.
They have their nose in everyone's fucking business. Like, yeah, they had that car out there for
a little
months.
Too long, if you know what I mean.
They don't bring in their trash
it
cans.
Actually isn't. It says, I was reading the article.
Wow, we're getting some fucking facts here.
He had 24 feeders on his property.
Okay.
It's his property.
Yes.
It's how big is his property?
14 acres.
I don't know. Just like a regular...
If it's less than one per acre, I think you're okay.
Nah, he probably has like
regular,
half an acre.
Regular front house.
Yeah. This is a suburban home.
So do the birds cause trouble?
It's a violation of the Village of Sodus Point local ordinance.
So they have a specific ordinance about how many bird feeding trays you can have?
You can have up to two.
It was the neighbors complained.
Wow, dang. Some narcs.
Although he might be a cunt, and that's why they
get
him any way you can.
Unlawfully feeding wildlife.
Wow.
Bullshit! That could mess up the
what
ecosystem.
A real scumbag.
Yeah, for feeding wildlife?
Yeah.
Speaking of scumbags, woman woke up from a coma to discover
comma.
Her feet.
I'm just kidding.
Woman woke up from a coma to discover her fiance ghosted her.
Trap!
How long was she asleep?
Long enough for him to say bye,
six
bye.
Months, I think.
So first off,
I read
she's
this
25.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Too old.
And she went into induced coma because she had a freak accident where she
fell off
a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
So she was partying, fell head first onto the concrete, and they put her in induced coma. I think it was like 5 months or 6 months, something like that.
Or no, I think it was only three
six
months.
6 weeks. Only 3 months.
Look, if she's going out on a rooftop bar, first of all, I know the couple, dude. He's got to be fucking
Keith?
Sexy as hell, dude. Keith must be hot as fuck.
Keith's got fucking eight abs. Keith has eight abs.
Yeah, and she's hot. So they're out on rooftop bars. I mean,
yeah, man. Living their best life.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Here it is. It says 3 months later, she woke up from the coma but suffered amnesia and couldn't remember her previous life, including that she had a fiance who she'd been with for 4 years.
Wow.
Why is he sticking around for some bitch that don't even remember him?
Have
you ever seen
Wally?
She
had amnesia. Five months. Yeah, so 2 months later, after she woke up, she started to remember.
Uh-oh.
She gave him a call, and he, like, blocked her on everything. And then the new chick that he was with said...
He's got eight abs.
Hey, he doesn't want to talk to you. I made him block you on everything.
Oh,
wow. She's crazy.
Yeah. She's crazy, dude.
He went from one crazy partier to another.
No, the first one's not crazy. She just...
She might be a little bit.
That's
like
how
she's partying on a rooftop bar.
She's 25, crashes her head. Like, how did you end up in that situation?
Partying.
Yeah, she just got. Yeah. Maybe there weren't. Like, maybe the rails weren't up to code.
Cocaine's involved now?
Yeah. She got railed.
She got terrible cocaine and jumped
subway.
Off a roof. Yeah. Here, give them something to talk about.
Here's my thing. Like, anytime like a woman gets sick, and then the guy. We've all heard, like, did you hear about Sally? Her husband left her when she had cancer or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm supposed to be like, I mean, I don't know. Give me the other details. Maybe he's, just imagine that you're Sally's boyfriend and you've been wanting to break up with her for years.
Yeah.
And you're stuck in it and she gets cancer. And you're like, now I got to fucking deal with this shit. And I hate this woman and I can't break up with her because
she
then everyone's going to be talking. Yeah. What if she beats him?
She beats
me. Just because she has cancer doesn't mean
she doesn't put out.
Or she doesn't. You think she's going to fuck you when she has cancer?
Chemo takes
it out
of you.
You got another
thing coming. Chemo takes it out of you.
That's true.
You think she's doing doggy?
No.
Well, dead fish.
Dead fish. That's all you get, dude.
Hey, at least it's there.
One fish,
right?
Two fish, dead fish,
red
three,
fish.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to bring the squirt.
Dead fish, red fish.
Ew.
You just gleek on her.
Gleek on her.
Get it all nice and moist.
But, I mean, sometimes you got to break up with someone, even if they have cancer. Sorry.
Sometimes.
I don't know, man.
Here's the quote of the day.
Well, you wait till she's dead.
Sometimes
or she gets better?
You have to break up with someone, even if they have cancer.
Dude,
you should get that engraved
fucking
on a
macrame.
Fucking. Like
I don't give a shit.
Like
on
a big
pillow.
Piece of wood.
I'm going to sponsor
hanging
Brian's
up
casket.
Yeah. Ah, there it is.
Go find me to engrave that on.
Yeah, $50.
You're imagining that you love
anonymous.
This. Sure, dude. I stand by it. This is not, I'm not joking. I want to, I mean,
sponsor.
Am I wrong, dude?
Do you have the about option, what? Though? Because
sometimes you have to break up someone, yeah, someone even if they have cancer.
Or they're in a coma.
And an induced coma from falling off a rooftop bar.
I think.
What do you do?
Well, no.
What's the etiquette?
Like, you got to, like, tell her.
Think of them, man.
You got to tell her that you're breaking up with her.
Oh, yeah, sure.
At the point she comes out
of the
coma.
She can't just wake up one day and, like.
That is rude.
You have a new girl who's smoking fucking hot.
Yeah.
Goddamn peace.
But you gotta wait.
Sports Illustrated!
She's crazy as fuck. He won't let you have friends.
But you can start fucking the new girl, right?
The moment she gets in a coma?
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna get offers.
Let's say it's been like 3 months.
No, even off the jump, you're gonna get offers like crazy.
Are you wait, are you talking about coma pussy?
Yeah. No. What? No. What? All her friends.
No, I mean, he's getting the coma pussy.
No.
So much pussy, he's now in a coma.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
Dick is in a coma.
He's staying a dick coma.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying.
Sometimes you gotta
break up
with
someone even if they have cancer.
Even if they have cancer.
That's wisdom, dude. No one will fucking tell you that, and I'm gonna tell you that.
Look at that. He'll tell you anything
so
you wanna
hear.
Do
you agree with this guy ghosting?
No, I don't know. That's kind of rude.
She didn't have cancer.
Yeah, I'm not
talking
about that.
She just had forget me's.
Forget me nots.
No. He wanted her not to have the forget me nots. Actually, maybe he's just like looking for a time to do it. And then, like, when
that's
she got in a coma,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
All her friends were just running at him. Oh, you must be so sad. Yaka, yaka,
waka, waka.
Waka, waka. Over there?
Waka, yeah. Waka 3000.
If you blended up everyone in the world, it would create a meatball that fits in Central Park.
That 8 billion people. What's the average volume of a person, burrito? How many liters is one person? 20?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Can we just Google how many liters is one person?
It's probably in this article. I remember reading it. I don't
here,
like
let
the
me
way
guess.
They said this.
Let me guess. Hold on.
Fitting inside Central Park.
Let me guess.
36.
No, I'm going to say like 60. 60 liters.
62. You were really close.
God damn, this guy's good.
You know how I did that?
How?
Tell us about it!
8 pounds is 1 gallon of water.
Oh,
so
man,
I divided like
good.
160. I got 20 gallons. It's about 60 liters.
This guy,
I didn't
dude.
Catch any of that, but good
it
job.
It says average human body mass is 62 kilograms.
Wow.
This one says 62 liters, but what a strange number.
1 liter is 1 kilogram.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
That's news to me.
That's of water. I mean, that's like how the metric system works. It's crazy like that.
I don't fuck with the metric system, man. I don't fuck with the metric system. Fuck with the metric system.
Imperial all the way, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan of imperialism and everything that came with it.
Cubic centimeters a millimeter, right?
How
is
about
that right?
Cinnamon imperials?
Instead of cubic millimeter.
That?
Huh?
What is it?
Cinnamon imperials. Like little cinnamon candies are like little tiny discs.
Is it imperial sugar? Is that why it's called that?
Maybe. You tell me. Yeah, and that was this part of the news.
So this is what... It was weird because we're not around Central Park a lot. So
it's big.
It's basically...
I get my coffee at Central Park.
The meatball is 1 kilometer wide.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, humans are small and compared to Central Park.
Especially
so
when
sense.
you compact them.
Yeah, when you mix them up, dude.
Into their most dense... Yeah, when you've...
You blend
like a person's stew is not as much stew as you think it would be.
No, it does.
Doesn't last that long.
That's true.
News, burritos, Nippon news.
This is a headline straight from Japan. Mines
news, Nippon news.
We just sliced a good one in.
You know, Slam Citizens.
What?
Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese fish egg farmer. Despite not being Japanese and still trying to figure out how fish can sit on an egg if it doesn't have knees. So grab a fancy spoon because these headlines are packed in like the finest caviar. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Fish eggs.
Caviar. Do you like caviar, Burrito?
Yeah, I think so.
Never had it.
Yeah. I don't think I've had caviar. Like,
so why are you saying yes?
I like the ones that show up on sushi.
The just salmon roe?
Yeah, the salmon roe and the Tobiko.
Toby Keith?
Toby Keith. You like some Toby Keith on your sushi?
Toby Keith balls.
Oh, wow. A little salty topping. Mango. His cum tastes like mango. Okay.
Really, dude?
Let's get that rumor started.
Spicy Fish Egg Theme Park opens newest location in Gunma Prefecture.
Tell me about it.
These are theme parks that are around Japan that are devoted to the spicy cod roe. So these are Alaskan pollock eggs encased in a thin membrane and seasoned with chili peppers.
Insane in the membrane!
Insane in the brain!
So I was reading this and I don't know. I was just thinking, do we have any...
Yes.
Kitschy theme parks?
Yeah, like theme parks that are centered around food.
We got one that's centered around a mouse.
We got the food truck trailer park at the intersection of SH69 and 420.
We have the state fair.
I have been to the spam museum.
There's like pecan festivals and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, it's this is like a building that's there
and
all the time.
Everything is like themed in, about fish eggs.
Everything is themed like fish eggs. You can buy a whole bunch of different kinds of food that has this spicy cod.
I'm sure there's like a cheese place in Wisconsin.
Have you guys ever heard of the Crazy Park?
There's a jumbo slide. No.
The Crazy Park?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's based off the Booba Gets Crazy one.
Guess what's in it? Uh-huh. Everything.
Everything!
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the chuckle. The inside joke chuckle.
So if you like...
Cheeseland.
If you like these spicy cod roe, you can go to one of these theme parks. And
I feel that place will be relatively small.
Yeah, it's probably kind of small.
It's just some dude's house.
This is their sixth location.
Wow.
So there's
some might say too many.
I don't think it's a theme park then.
Yeah, it just seems like a store.
Yeah.
You can just call
it an installation.
You can just call it a store.
They've got, like trampolines and like rides inside.
Inside, huh?
You know how like America has Meow Wolf? Well, Japan's got the Spicy Fish Eggs Museums.
Spicy Fish Eggs, you are good.
Can you try to wrap it this time?
What, spicy fish egg?
Yeah.
Spicy fish egg. Spicy. If you leave them alone, they become fish. If you don't leave them alone, you eat them.
Then they spoil.
So I don't know. Is that good?
That was great.
If you don't eat them now, they become fish.
I mean, you can't tell me that it's not true.
It's not. They're dead.
Oh.
You can't hatch them anymore,
They're not fertilized.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it depends on when... Okay. When they're fertilized, they're no longer an egg. They're a zygote.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You're right.
Life begins at conception.
But so these fish are technically Japanese because they live in Japan, right?
The eggs do.
Egg, technically.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm sorry.
This theme park's straight from Japan mines. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of rappers.
Speaking of, Tokyo rapper is arrested for tagging the Yamanote line while drunk.
That's fucked up, man.
Tagging like the...
Like he just graffitied?
Spray painting.
Yeah, spray painting. Here's the
charge.
Subheading. Well. Public not all that shocked by the news.
That he was drunk or that he was tagging the Yamanote line?
I guess apparently
he was caught.
Done it. Yeah, maybe he's done it more than once. I don't know.
Sure.
Sounds like an industry plant.
Industry plant!
He's trying to get his numbers up.
Yeah. How many vandals are over there,
do
you think? Did you see graffiti?
Six vandals.
They can count.
In Japan?
We got Greg.
Yeah, Greg.
We got some
rascal
who said he saw this guy tagging the train door of a Yamanote line train car at 2 a.m. and notified the police.
Honorable citizen.
Fucking
Bruno,
nerd.
Not nerd. Not a narc.
Fucking nerd.
Good citizen.
So, was he using like a Sharpie or was he using spray paint? Because
I think it was spray paint.
Wow, that's pretty brash.
That's cold, it says, 42-year-old was said to have been on the way home from watching a concert and
he's 42.
Yeah.
And he's rapping?
While riding on the surfaces with yellow spray paint.
Oh my God. This guy seems like a nerd, dude. A 42-year-old rapping and doing graffiti.
You know what's kind of messed up, though?
Grow up, dude.
Yeah, leave the graffiti
to the
41-year-old. Yeah, grow up and die.
What's super messed up is that when they reported this in Japan, it said many of the reports also referred to him as a quote-unquote self-proclaimed rapper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so he's not a real one?
Oh, wow.
But
he just lives
the
life.
And he does perform. And
are you a rapper if you're 42?
Good stuff.
That's a good question.
Know.
It's a philosophical question.
What's wrong with that to the audience? Tweet at us. Are you a rapper if you're 42?
Or are you just gay?
I mean, those are really your only options.
Here's for the lawyers. Upon his arrest, the musician reportedly told police, "I think I was drunk, So I can't remember back then, and I don't know what I did.
I don't know what I did. You can't pin it on me.
This is the first fucking like defendant that I'd be proud of.
Yeah, in Japan specifically, yeah. All of them are.
He might
like,
not be lying, but at least he's saying the right thing. The perfect client for me is someone who lies and says I don't remember or I can't recall or I'm not going to answer unless my lawyer is present. But this guy comes close, dude.
Yeah.
I was drunk and I don't remember. I'd say, you know
he's
what?
He's not giving up the goat.
I'll take it.
He might have left off the drunk part.
Yeah, he could have not. I mean.
But I don't think it hurts his case.
I think it does a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Well, as a defense lawyer, you would know.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun stuff in cans, weird Japanese vending machine find of the day. Cream in cans?
Why'd you bring this in?
Yeah, you'll only find one thing in this machine, and it's heaven for cream lovers.
Jesus Christ.
Don't step on the landmine, guys. Guys, just back up very
hey,
slow.
How about we do this, dude? How about we don't do what they think we're going to do?
Talk about cream that? Pies?
Damn it!
That one we not doing?
Lost the leg.
Are you talking about... I'm going to give you another opportunity. Are you talking about the dessert?
Oatmeal cream pies with the cookies?
Is that what you're talking about?
With the cookies that are sandwiched around cum?
Come on, dude. I just think it's time we grow up a little bit, you know?
Sure, on your own time.
You know, it's like, we're almost like a 42-year-old rapper.
Almost like we are, but we're not quite a 42-year-old rapper.
We can't rap.
Yeah, that's the thing. We can't rap. We're just 42-year-olds. Not 42-year-olds, we're 42-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
There's 40 of us in here, and we're all two.
These cans... 90% of the contents of this can is said salt. To be fresh cream.
Fresh what?
Fresh cream.
Fresh cream.
Can I just say, no cum is fresh, dude. No cream.
All cum is fresh. It's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, but it's not.
Good?
It's as fresh as it's going to get, but it's not fresh.
But what if it's straight to your dome, Brian? From the source. That's fresh.
Yeah.
Still hot.
It's hot. I'm just saying.
Fever
fresh
cum.
Is not a word. If you guzzled some cum, would your first adjective be fresh? like a fresh.
Like fucking Sprite.
If I had to come up with 10 descriptive words, it would probably be one of the 10.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, why is it okay? Here's the can, and it's the color white.
Here's a can.
Because it's cream.
What's, is that a condom in the back?
Cream
there?
Inside.
The it's ring on the oh
spoon.
Yeah.
It's a spoon.
Why is there a spoon next to this fucking cup?
Clap it up.
Measuring how long
you
it is.
You open it just like a
can of soda pop.
Oh my! Oh, holy shit! It's thick.
It is thick.
Like, oh, it's got the cool cream.
I thought it was just like
actually this.
This is
looks,
ice
this
cream.
Good. It's like a cake.
Yeah.
It's like Cool Whip
cheesecake.
But there's also cake in there, isn't there?
There's a little bit of sponge cream in there. Or sponge cake out. In there.
Sponge cream.
Spongy, creamy.
Sure. Sometimes
spongy
you use a sponge.
Cream comes out.
They used to use sponges as contraception.
Sponge cream is like the jizz that gets on the sponge.
Yeah.
Someone done fuck that.
Also,
can.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like they carved a hole with
it.
Their dick.
This
like
actually looks really good, dude. I don't
this
know.
This looks like ice cream. Yeah. If this is ice cream in a can, I'm fucking for it.
Shit.
Yeah,
good.
Man. You don't think so, Arthur? You seem to be pissed off or something.
No custard in the can for you?
He was just trying to set you guys up, and you fell for it like a bunch of suckers.
What are you talking about? I said, let's not do that. I say, let's not do it.
I did it.
And Jim and I did it.
I did it. I do it every time.
I just thought we were better than that.
Mm.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it. What have lunch?
What have lunch?
Boomchi, I'll go quick. I kind of spoiled it earlier when I said I went twice and they had sold out signs on their menu.
Ooh, Taco Bell for lunch?
Yeah, man. I had it twice today.
Oh my God.
Wow, you back to backed it, huh?
Yeah.
Back to back to back. Breakfast and lunch? Or was it like lunch and a snack?
I wish.
You could do breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Taco Bell.
If you did
run the trifecta.
It's worst if you, well, anyways.
I feel like if I was traveling, I could pull that off.
If you did breakfast and lunch today, I would be like, is there something wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
You went back, breakfast and lunch?
Yeah.
No, it was like lunch and then dinner.
That's too much Taco Bell, breakfast and lunch.
But I didn't have that much earlier.
No, I'm talking about breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, for real.
Lunch also, and dinner, that seems okay.
Unless you're like a super fan, like that Daily Big Mac guy.
That guy's a fucking industry plant.
Yeah.
Morgan Spurlock?
Yeah. Do they got breakfast tacos at Taco Bell?
No.
They serve breakfast.
Well, what is it?
Breakfast
burritos.
It's
just
burritos.
Like bacon and eggs instead of like beef filling.
Okay.
Just take whatever ingredients they have
so
and fill
breakfast
it up
tacos.
With
yeah, I guess so.
Bacon and eggs.
Have you ever had
the
breakfast?
Hard tacos.
I've had it. Yeah.
I've never met anyone else who's had it.
I've never had it.
I've never had Wendy's breakfast, I'll say that.
Yeah, I think you're the only person I know that's ever had breakfast
Taco
at Taco
Bell. Yeah.
You celebrate their entire catalog.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Bell. Glenn Bell.
What's Glenn Bell?
Yeah, Glenn Bell.
Yeah, that's his name.
Who's that?
The genius that came up with Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
It's his surname.
I thought you were talking about Office Space.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
Brian McFly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit.
Boom Chi American.
Ooh, a hamburger. A hot dog.
I'm sorry. Okay, let me do something better than that. Okay. Boom Chi. Yeah, you're right. I was wrong. I was kind of more the way. Okay.
Those are the two
Boom
American
chi.
Foods.
Boom Chi. Thick.
American thighs?
You had some American thighs.
These are the
thighs.
Worst. Yeah. I'm giving the worst clues. I don't know, dude. Boom.
Yeah, apple
okay.
pie.
Last
apple
clue, dude. Pie. Boom Chi. Fucking, you know, Texas.
Steak?
Yeah, barbecue?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
I was trying to do it more with, like, just the way I said it.
Instead of saying American at the beginning,
I should
have
said Texan. Yeah, you're right.
That would eliminate.
But also, it's Memphis. Yeah, they got other ones, but I guess.
No, they don't.
But yet, specifically,
yeah,
right. Texas barbecue.
I had some BBQ, yeah. And some spicy mac and cheese. Very good.
Is it just me, or should those, like, state-sponsored barbecues remain in the state that they're from?
What do you mean? Like, who?
Like Memphis should not come to Texas.
Right, and vice versa. You can't have Texas barbecue.
No,
they
have Texas barbecue everywhere.
It's a style. I get it, but I'm just saying.
Wait, so has Memphis infiltrated Texas?
I'm sure there's a Memphis joint. Like, Slab has a Memphis kind of sandwich.
Who?
A Memphis
Slab.
Item? Damn, balling over here.
Slab?
What's that?
Slow, low, and banging.
What is that?
It's a barbecue joint. It's near Slam City.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was pretty good. What was my other side? I got to get to my other side.
Potato salad?
Mustard greens.
Collard greens.
I don't like those.
You don't
really?
Like collard greens?
I just don't like the like kind of tinny metallic taste to them. I hate that.
Mm.
It's like spinach,
it's overwhelming for
frozen
me.
Spinach. I can't do that either because it brings out that metallic taste.
Yeah.
Spinach is high in iron.
I'm still thinking about your mac and cheese. What made it spicy?
Do you remember? I don't remember.
Green chilies.
Green
chilies.
Green
chilies.
Hatch chilies.
Green chilies.
All right.
Was there any cayenne pepper sprinkled on there?
No, I don't think so.
Was the cheese spicy?
No, it wasn't too spicy.
It wasn't that spicy.
It was good, though. But you don't like a gimmicky mac and cheese.
That's pretty good. I mean, that sounds good. Were the chilies crunchy?
No.
No.
They're cooked into the mac and cheese.
They were steamed or whatever you call it.
Have you guys ever had a steamed burger?
I don't like steamed burgers. We had them like at lunch. No, I mean, I guess they cook it,
but then
they steam it.
Is Crystal Burger steamed?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think maybe it's flat top, but then they like throw water in like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, to make sure it's cooked through.
Make it moist.
Moist.
Yeah. Because I know I've had one of those, but I don't think I've ever had a White Castle. That's the steamed one, right?
No, flat top. Too.
It's the same kind of prep.
It's have holes poked in them.
Who has steamed burgers?
The school lunch?
Steamed burgers.
School lunch.
Oh, school lunch.
Have you ever had a McFly burger? Steamed.
No.
Cleveland steamed.
Hey, you got a roll of shit on it.
Would you let Lizzo Cleveland steam you?
No, I wouldn't let anyone shit on me, dude. Let alone Lizzo.
Holy shit. Look. That's like a heavy shit.
Yeah. Okay. Look, Lizzo.
Brad, it's got like diamonds in it.
Lizzo has got to be very clean.
Let's say perfectly
you
clean.
You think she's very clean?
No. If I'm going to have sex with Lizzo, she's got to be very clean.
Gotta get all that from money.
You hear that, Lizzo?
Lizzo.
You need to get very clean.
Also, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
Call in.
You know exactly. Brian McFly, awaiting. He dropped the fingers earlier today. That means they're available.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Boom Chi clear. Boom Chi.
Glass noodles.
Mycelium.
Oh, yeah, mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, the five mushroom soup.
Number of the beast.
Is he frozen
six.
On here?
He's not
six
even
cans of mushrooms.
Six mushroom, which like two Crispy of them noodle. Are the no.
We went through this.
There's like seven, but like two of them are the same type of mushroom.
King.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know why I remember that.
Why do you remember the king mushroom?
I didn't know it existed.
Because Brian's king mushroom stamp.
Well,
or anyone who mushroom stamps me is my king, dude.
I mean, that's the rules, and you don't break the rules.
So you let Lizzo mushroom stamp you?
Wow.
Yeah. She had a meaty cock, yeah. Why not?
If Lizzo had a cock, it would be meaty.
I don't know. She might be one of those like really fat people with a small dick.
Wow. Best of all worlds. If
I bet
you
she has a
somebody.
Swollen clit, though.
So. She probably has a bigger clit than you got dick.
Yeah.
Like you can do whatever that fucking we get the two dicks and you jack them off.
Do you
at the
think
same time.
A diet of only lasagna like she's on
will is make that your where Lizzo comes from? Lasagna?
Oh no! She's gonna come out with her own line like Stouffer's.
Yeah, lasagna. I need a Lizzo lasagna.
There's ricotta in lasagna, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the ricotta under her tits is unrelated to the lasagna, dude. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all.
It's
I'm
on
saying.
The box. It says this is not my tit lasagna. This is not my tit ricotta.
Brian's on his period today.
Am I being a pissy little twat, dude?
You've been dropping some extra hate.
Somebody has to fucking brat control.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian needs his own brat control.
Yeah, I've been a little brat.
Yeah, you need to write in your blog again.
Yeah, dude.
You're Zanga.
J Mark's going to be cutting so
your
much.
Your fucking
this
live journal.
Well, good. Go ahead, dude. Well, you got to cut all those midgies.
From that 70s show.
Are you
going
to cut midgie, too?
I think it's close enough not to.
Yeah.
All right, Boomchi. Nope.
All that talk, dude. He's like all that Lizzo. Body negativity has got me bummed.
Lizzo ricotta. I like that Lizzo is short for lasagna.
Lasagna. Lasagna, dude.
Mama's for dinner.
Lasagna.
Give me a slice of that Lizzo.
Like Lizzo in a lasagna.
Or yeah, lasagna.
N-Y-A.
N-Y-A. Lasagna.
You want a little lasagna? You want a little Liz on you?
Yeah.
Is that what you already said?
Clean no, steamed.
No. Fresh steamed Liz on you.
Oh my God, dude.
Let's say that shit was clean too. Like, you could almost eat it.
You could almost eat her shit. Would you do it?
No. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're talking about that clean? That there's no amount of clean.
Like, she shits on you, but it's a full sausage.
Yeah, it's like that's a log better. That you could just like go.
She got links. She put links up her butt. They're still connected, but she's shitting them on you.
That's, I mean, and there's no
that's
shit.
That's easy.
That is easy.
And she'd had an
but
enema.
Why? Just for the pleasure
because
of it?
There's like little baby, like little wieners coming out, and it's hilarious.
That is funny.
Like spooling out on your chest.
And you have to do this on camera. Name your price.
That's a wet sloppy.
Fucking name my price?
Yeah.
Heron.
At least $500.
$500, Lizzo. I don't know.
Steal.
Okay, hey, Lizzo, I don't know if you've got it, but. If you got it like that, if you got it like $500, got it, you could shove a bunch of sausages up your butt
but hold
and
on,
shit
first,
them on.
First, you got
Brian
enema.
Flies.
No. Well, yeah, this is stipulations.
Yeah, because there has
this
to be no shit,
for
no shit residue.
Stipulations, and it's got it can't
there's
be actual
be
shit.
Some.
It's got to be sausage links.
Sausage links. Still connected sausage links. At least five.
And he'll agree to do it on camera.
Yeah, but like long and easy size, like fucking stubbos.
Oh my God.
Boom chi.
We've all gone.
No, I haven't.
We're done. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I don't know a good clue for this one.
Texan?
So, like wet.
Wet.
But not like not like soup. This is a different kind of wetness.
Pasta?
Yes, there is pasta in there, but not the pasta you're thinking.
Okay.
I think you gave... Well,
did you have pho?
That's not the one I'm giving you.
He said no soup.
No soup. But there are noodles.
But it's not wop noodles.
No, not wop noodles.
But they're vermicelli noodles?
Not vermicelli.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
No, different one. Different one.
That's what I rice noodles?
No. They invented the noodles.
Soba noodles?
Not soba.
Egg noodles.
Udon noodles.
Udon.
Not udon, not egg.
Is this Asian?
It is Asian.
Are they ramen noodles?
No.
Chow mein?
Yeah.
Lo mein?
Lo mein.
That's a saucy.
Lo mein.
Yeah. It's not sauce. It's grease.
Yeah.
So it's true. It is like a... So the Chinese invented the noodles?
Yeah.
And it was lo mein?
I don't know that it was lo mein, but they invented noodles.
I'll be goddamned.
Sorry for saying the Lord's name in vain.
You said the end too.
What's that?
You said you pronounced the N.
What did I say? Oh, God, wait.
God damned.
No, I didn't, dude. How dare you?
Where did I get it from?
Panda Express?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Dude. Yes, sir.
I fucking love Panda Express.
The inventor of noodles.
Yeah, it's noodles. Everything is fucking wet at that restaurant.
What if Panda Express had like a sign on their wall like Chick-fil-A where they claim to have invented the noodle? The same way that Chick-fil-A invented the
chicken sandwich.
The first
chicken.
People to ever put chicken between two pieces of bread. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Someone had to do it.
Yeah.
Someone had to do it.
Yeah, they invented it like Thomas Edison invented electricity. I'm calling you out, Thomas Edison.
Oh, my
Edison,
God.
Dude.
You a Tesla guy?
I'm a Tesla. I almost said the N-word. I almost said I'm a Tesla
what?
N-word.
Nikola is what you meant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Tesla
it.
Nikola. Okay. That was that episode.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!